Salema y Kayala mi. Y lo no lo sé. Hambenami. Zungangishilana. Jerusalema y Kayala mi. Y lo no lo sé. Hambenami. Zungangishilana. Daoyami, aikolana, buso wami, aukolana. Kilo ndolose, suhambe nami. Daoyami, aikolana, buso wami, aukolana. Kilo ndolose. Aikolana, buso wami, aukolana. Kilo ndolose, suhambe nami. Daoyami, aikolana, buso wami, aukolana. Kilo ndolose.
People, welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Gina, Queen Kaya, and Farrell. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I want to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are listening. Farrell, the floor is yours.
Blessed, melanated rising. I am so grateful. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors just for making it possible for us to be able to get on here this morning. And again, I just ask that today's show, let it be very uplifting for our listeners. Let it be educational for those who are tuning in. Let it be entertaining for everybody, and most importantly, let it empower our listeners. And I just pray that the spirit of love, light, unity, strength, great health, and peace just be upon each and every one of us. Hotep, amen. Ashe.
Ashe, folks. All right. So it's one day before the big holiday celebration. I don't know if you guys are into that. December 23rd. How's everybody doing?
I'm more into the family gathering of it all, personally.
I hear that.
And you know, my nieces and nephew are coming down, so that's always a blessing, 100%.
Wonderful.
And if I'm just going to take the opportunity, I'll let everybody else talk on that too, but I'll just take the opportunity just to mention how my week's gone since we last touched base. I think I figured out that my solar plexus was underactive, actually. And the solar plexus in your chakra is the chakra that's responsible for like action and actually doing things. Okay. And I felt myself really just on the all talk, no do. And I'm just like, yeah, I gotta do this. I have a laundry list of things to do. And then I look at it and just like, I'm just gonna go ahead and sit on this couch real quick and just take a nap. And wow. I've been doing a lot of that for the last couple months. I mean, when I can, because it's not always possible. Like, things have been real busy. But I did do some meditation on trying to open my chakra. And that's the yellow chakra. So, you know, I got to surround myself with that. But I have a question, right? Because, you know, the color is supposed to be everything that you do. If I put turmeric powder in my rice and it makes it yellow, like, is that eating yellow food?
It sounds like it to me.
Yeah, right, sounds like right? it to me. Yeah.
It's the vibration, it's the energy, right? I feel like, because that's why I had some of that. I'm just like, yellow rice. Solar plexus activate. So that's what my week's been on.
I like that. All right.
Thank you for sharing that, actually, because you know what? I could use some of that. So does this mean for everybody that if we eat the yellow foods that it's going to realign our solar plexus?
You're supposed to, so the solar plexus is yellow. So when you surround yourself with that vibration, whether it's you wearing yellow, whether it's you yellow flowers, it's surrounding yourself in that yellow.
Oh my gosh.
To help you get on that vibration.
Look at this.
What are you showing us,
guys? Showing us stuff.
I cleaned my whole chandelier. I cleaned off my kitchen table, which was actually filled up with stuff it looked like my whole, what was happening in my mind. I cleaned my kitchen, my bathroom, my living room. I pulled out all these clothes and stuff to give to the Salvation Army. I'm going to do my bedroom, but let me tell you what happened. I changed my sheets
to yellow. You see, you slept in it. You lifted the vibration. Yo, look at that.
I woke up like a demon. I cleaned up everything in the whole house. My sisters was like, "You look like you're cleaning like you go into the upper room. You need to slow down. What is going on?" You know, people be cleaning when they get ready to have a baby or when they get ready to die. They be like, "Let me clean up."
But I didn't clean up.
No, but the sheets. The yellow sheets.
Yes, 100%. Okay, so I'm not the only one. It's in the air.
So that's my testimonial too. That's my piece. So yeah, Gina, I'm with you on the solar plexus thing. I think that's the energy for the week.
Virtual. So wait, that was your how your week was? That you cleaned your room? That
I was sick. Let me tell you this. So I let a homegirl of mine come over and spend some time with me from Toronto. About 6 days ago, she came into town and she came in. As soon as she came in off the ride share, she went straight in the bathroom and she vomited. So I was frightened. I was like, oh no. I said, hey. But I was like, you know, anyway, she a big lady. So, but something happened strange and she had gotten the shower. So I'm like, are you vomiting in my shower, my nigga? Oh, excuse my language. So then she's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, I'm like, okay. So I'm just like, okay, I go back to sleep. When I wake up, I want to go and take a shower, but when I look in the shower, it's still some stuff left in the shower. So I'm like, hold on, girl, you got to come in here and clean this up. So she cleans it up and stuff. And then I'm sick.
No.
So I'm like, oh my God, something's wrong. So now I'm like, oh no, she took the ride share. So I'm like, this is not a good look. She was with a bunch of strangers. And then I woke up in the morning and I was like, I'm like, I have the Amari on. I'm like, this is no good. This is no good. So I think I had the COVID and the Amari on. I'm like, so I've been sick for all of these days.
Okay, so wait. So for our listeners, because our listeners do not have the privilege of seeing those dance moves you're just putting down on the screen. So okay, so that was your interpretation of the Omarion.
The
new variant. Stop it.
Woo!
Gaia, okay,
you weren't too sick to come for Capricorns on your live on IG the other day.
That was last night. Okay. You ain't see me cleaning this see me cleaning this chandelier last night on live, girl. Listen, we came for everybody. We was playing Zodiacs.
Mm-hmm. That looked like fun.
Okay, wait.
We gotta do that.
Tell us a little bit more about that. What do you mean Zodiacs? What was that?
So there's a game called Zodiacs, and it pretty much breaks down the most realistic scenarios surrounding the signs. And it'll ask you a question like, who is the supervillain of all of the Zodiac signs?
Okay. I would say Gemini. What would you guys say?
Which one of the Zodiac signs is the kindest, the most gullible? Which one of the Zodiac signs just embodies the underworld? Scorpio. Like, they're like...
Wait, was it the villain, or you said the superhero? Who would be the superhero? No, you said who would be the villain. Which one was that?
Scorpio was the superhero.
Oh, Scorpio's the villain.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Virgos are definitely the superheroes. You're welcome.
Virgo is a fixer. Virgo is the fixer.
Close enough.
Virgo is the Olivia Pope of the signs.
Hey, I like that. Okay.
You name it, there's not
the signs.
Basically, I love that. Okay, so is it my turn now?
Yep.
My week, first of all, the week went by quick as usual. This weekend was an eventful weekend still. I was in the city for the bulk of the weekend. Lucky me, I got there. I must have brought the snow from the mountain because I was like, oh, wow, look at this. In the city, there's no snow. I'm seeing grass, everything. That didn't last long at all. That didn't last long at all. So I had all kind of errands to run, and the snow just kept getting worse and worse. So I have a couple of quick stories. So one, I went, you guys know I'm on survival all the time. I went to go pick up some barrels so that I could store stockpile food. You guys take notes if you're listening. I think everyone should be doing this. But unfortunately, the place that I went boom bazzled me. They told me the barrels are brand new. Not brand new at all. And actually, I almost want to say like the complete opposite of brand new. Like if like I guess complete brand opposite old? Of brand new would be. It would be barrels that had toxic waste in them before, because that's anyway, complete opposite of brand new. But anyways, I'm gonna digress. So I go do that, pass by Westcan, pick up all my things. Yo, big shout out to Westcan. Westcan had their bake sale and their jars delight. I hope everybody copped all kind of things from Westcan. Did that. But then actually good. I have a dope guest in studio with us. He's going to jump on later on and let us know what's going on. But I was able to spend some time with extended family, Nev and Nia. We went down, the whole family went. We kicked it with their family, so that was dope. It was a little holiday dinner. It's just good to see people. But my highlight was us showing off our crystals. Got to show off my crystals. You guys know I'm big on crystals, so that was awesome. Just basically sharing that energy. But my whole point in what were you saying something?
And I was like, do you have some kind of crystal showdown? When you say that, like, I don't.
Well, you know how we get down. No, okay. The point wasn't the crystals. Sorry, I was just joking about that. And when I have my brother on later, he'll share his story. But but the thing is, it was the energy. So now, Pete, this so. It's a little testimony. It's not my testimony. I'm sharing the brother's testimony. But he had connected with somebody he hadn't connected with in a long time. That was at his house all at the same time while I was at his house. Now, my point in saying this is what I keep saying on this show is that right now, it's an energy time on the planet. The spirit is separating kind of, I was going to say sheep and wolves, but I don't want to say that because I don't want to call other people sheep. It's just basically, it's separating those who are on a certain frequency. Those who are on a certain frequency are going to start gravitating together. So even if you haven't seen certain people in years, you're going to just if you randomly come across them right now, guys, there's no random. It's basically you guys are on the same frequency. You're starting to see each other. You're starting to hear each other different. So we're all just kind of interconnecting. So just the odds of us all being in the same space. He hadn't seen his brethren in years, and then just in random conversation, we're talking about crystals, and we all have crystals in our pocket. That's just to tell you, we're on the same frequency. Because who has that? You're like, who just randomly has crystals in their pocket? So anyways, I just, that's my, you guys know me and my rambly round table, quick talks. But I had to share, you know, so that's really what it was. So Miss Trish, how was your week?
Weeks up, plural.
Oh, Miss Trish.
Do you guys hear me? Because my audio is so bad.
Oh yeah. Okay, guys who are listening on the radio, Miss Trish has dial up. We're still trying to get her on high speed internet, but shut give up. Her a chance. Oh, you're back.
Hold on. Wait, I'm here. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yes, we hear you, Miss Trish. We hear you.
It sounds horrible. It sounds terrible. Anyways, my week has been good. I've been working till my week falls off, but I'm really good, you know. I'm spending time with my family. Like you guys say, it's like an energy time, and the energy is telling me new doors are opening for me, new chapters and all that good old stuff. So I am doing very, very awesome. I cannot complain.
Okay. I thought you were going to dive in. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad. So now, okay. So before we go, before we go to our topic of the day and then start talking to our guests and ting, I'm going to play one more track. You guys know how I get down, DJ on the ones and twos. Okay. There's a track I wanted to play last week. I didn't get a chance to play. I'm going to run it right now. Hold on. No, I'm not going to run that track. I'm going to run this track. So, no surprise. This is Toby Nimbumbwe.
Toby Nigwe.
Are you age 65 and over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Look, dog, I'm extra unique. My whole aura screen talent. I've been listening to feel like Griselda and Marvin Winans just to make sure I'm balanced. I'm from the west, yeah. Half of my partners is savage. The other half made it out the mud, but the taste of sludge didn't alter their palate. Yeah. I'm a dog, I'm a beast, and your father figure. Yeah. That little P365 was just fast starter pistol. Yeah. She got a scorpion too, and a sting you just like a scorpion do. If a demon get gregarious, my little Harry don't do what accordions do. Yeah. That means bold, I was told by the G's of old. Yeah. Keep your lady close, make sure she can work a pole. Yeah. But they wasn't referring to strip hands. Yeah. I'm still off with the Clippers. Yeah. I done been blessed with a woman that pray heaven, but turn a freak on the liquor. Yeah. She keep the devil open like the cherubim. She make it clear to hold that we ain't sharing them. I push the Euchinese like a chariot. DK a legend, hey, we had to bury him. But that's how I be in the jungle. Yeah. I grew up around wildlings and mongrels. Ready to slump it. Oh, you a junkie. I rock the stars to be humble. Yeah. I told my baby girl she gon' have more in her head than just product and bundles. Yeah. They say I'm rapping with hunger. Yeah. I tell them, hell no, I'm eating. Yeah. If you book me for a show and I can't bring my wife and my babies, I'm leaving. Yeah. Big Daddy energy speaking. Yeah. I keep the enemy tweaking. Yeah. I can go, all on the track and they'll say I'm the hardest one breathing. Yeah. I am a beacon for heathen. Yeah. Me and my hood got cohesion. Yeah. It's all me keep with left 30 inches. So they miss you when they know what's missing. So, if you black, we're safe. Bye, west. That's my sign. Throw it up and I'ma put it down until I die. This old five. If you black, we're safe. Bye, west. That's my sign. Throw it up and I'ma put it down until I die.
Oh God, I'm extra petite, but the hood. For the scrap, throw up the west, but let's just keep it a stack. I was raised in Grand Rapids, my pops was inactive, my mama was forced to adapt. She held it down, that's the end new, I'm black in America. Raised in the slums, came up from crumbs, now we cool with Erica. I'm talking Badu, I don't know why, you don't recognize, but we're so giving, go check out the drive through school, I heard that's the only thing that I applied to. God admit it, I ain't kidding, ain't it glorious? Toby, Biggie, we notorious, yo. Yeah, yeah. There's so much
Yes. Honestly, guys, I know, you know, well, the future is happening, but we got to be a part of a Toby and the Wigway video and dressed in lime green and stuff. We have to.
It's time to do this
with the three of you guys. I'm telling you, we got to do it.
Yeah. I'm with that.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. We're three gather and agree. It happens. I think
that's the word that this says in the Bible. With the men, come on now. Yeah. We got to do it. We got to do it. We got to get in there.
See, Kaya putting that thing up her nose reminds me of my granny. So, old school Kaya. Oh, no. So,
hey,
okay,
your granny
guys.
Was smart. Bam. She was smart.
So, okay, so guys, so basically, like we had done last week, so we had the topic of the day, and we have some guests in the house, and then right after we hit the topic of the day, we're going to do one more musical break, and then we're going to go into our interview, and then one more musical break, and then we're going to dive into talking to all the entrepreneurs and stuff like that. But I threw a topic out to the team, and it's a light one. It's just a simple... First, let me give you guys some context, actually, before I even say the topic. We're in a interesting time on the planet, like I was mentioning before. We need to start coming together. Like, certain frequencies, certain energies are going to start coming together. I believe that there's a value in coming together as community. So my topic for today is, what does community mean to you? Aha. So I'm going to toss it out there. I'm gonna toss it out, and first, like, if the co-host could give me your thoughts on the topic, and then we can open the floor if any of our guests in the studio today want to chime in. So Gina, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Community to me. Oh, yo, for a second I thought I was muted. I thought I was one of those people again. Sorry, guys. I think for me, community is synonymous with collaboration. I want to say that in the last 2 years, I want to shout out Black women, to be honest. I find that a lot of Black women have been really killing it in the entrepreneurship. I think they've been really killing it in becoming autonomous and doing what needs to be done. And so for me, part of being a community is supporting that. And I've been really happy at being able to do that and sharing my dollars within that. And I say that without issue or pause, because there are many other communities out there that do it and have been doing it and have grown from that. But anytime we talk about it, it's just like, well, isn't that segregation and blah, 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 blah. No. Like, I mean, we have a hole that we're digging ourselves out of, and part of that needs a community to kind of work on that. And so that's collaboration, that's extended family. And that's just, you know, that's my viewpoint of what community is.
I like that. Trish?
For me, community is almost the same thing. It's basically everybody coming together to get one thing done. Pretty much that's it. Supporting each other in every way, investing in each other, you know, making sure that everybody is good in their lanes and, you know, seeing what we could do to improve each other. That's community for me.
I like. Queen Kaya?
Community to me means camaraderie. I feel like for a community, I think we put all of the typical things around it, like, you know, but I think even if we fight, even if we sometimes don't agree, mm-hmm. sometimes even if we don't get along, I think that community means camaraderie. It means that even at odds, we keep our backs together and work towards the greater common goal. That's community for me.
I love that. I have a perspective. And if any of our guests in studio, if you guys have a perspective on community, just let us know. Either put up your hand on the, just raise your hand where you are, or you could hit the reaction emoji. Perfect. And then we'll give you an opportunity to speak. Actually, I'll let you go right now, brother. So we got our brother Ed Tai from Never Nia in the house. Welcome to the Empower Hour. Thanks for being with us. So what's community mean to you, my brother?
Blessings, everybody.
Blessings.
I think it's a simple couple words right now. Godspeed. Yeah, I mean, nobody needs to think about what they got to do. What they got to do. He sent us to what, I mean, I'm being directed. I don't know what you guys, I'm being very directed. I'm just following love, happiness. I get mad. I got mad today. I went to the mall today and the fucking guy at the food court asked me for a vaccine passport and I had no food in my hand. I'm like, fuck off, bro. He followed me. He left his job and he followed me and followed me. I'm like, wow. Wow. So
bothering your soul.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, he tried to. So I'm a preacher, love.
Okay.
Love, 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 love.
Okay,
love.
Good.
Godspeed. Godspeed.
Okay.
That's all I could say. I'm ready to get ignorant. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. No, Godspeed. Not yet.
And love, 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 love. Trust me, guys. I'm holding back. I mean, but
good. Love. Thank you for sharing that, brother. And so we're going to have you on. When it's time to talk business, I'm going to bring you back so you can share a little bit more about your company. So I have, when I think community, I think do unto others as you want done to yourself. That's what I really like, and you know, I just find it's easier, and it's like, and even going off of what Kaya is saying, like, despite any let's quote unquote beefs or any kind of issues we might be having, whatever be the case, like, I know if I was hungry, I would like for somebody to feed me. So I'm going to do that to my brother or sister, despite if we have any differences. I'm not going to let you go hungry because I'm going to do to you like I want done to myself. And that's how I see it. I think it's like, we don't have to go too, you know, make it too complicated or too philosophical, like I like to go. But in a basic way, that's just how I see community. I see that, you know, you do to others as you want done for yourself. And then with that in mind, I feel that sky's the limit if we're functioning with that kind of golden rule, so to speak. So now, did we have any other guests who wanted to give any two cents on what they think about community? If not, then I'm going to open up the floor so we could actually we won't play a track just yet. We could go right into our interview and then we'll play a track before we get into the business. So, okay. So if we have no other chime-ins on the topic, I have a very, very special guest with us today. So her name is Sandra, but she goes by Blind Beauty, and she'll explain why and let people know. I got to unmute her. Now, if I unmute you from here, okay, make sure you could unmute. I can't unmute. Okay. Yes, you are on. Beautiful. Yes.
Okay, good.
Sandra.
So before I go into my interview, I just wanted to put my two cents in as far as what I think community is. Can I do that?
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Yes, please.
So I think community is what you guys are doing. I like your vibe. I'm feeling the energy flowing. For the past week, I've been pretty, very depressed and sad. And I was actually off of work because I just felt physically and mentally tired. And just listening to you guys, it's uplifting me. It's making me feel like, yeah, Sandra, you know, get up and get moving. And so community is that. I think community is also just, you know, what you're doing, empowering each other, encouraging, supporting, and just showing up in the arena and ready to advocate and stand up for our brothers and sisters. That's what I think community is.
Wow, very well said. Thank you, Queen. Thank you for that. So just to give you a light introduction, and I'll let you like introduce yourself, but basically, so Sandra's a member of the OFC. She came in, and for those who had tuned in last week, I had a testimony that was a real one. It was one of those testimonies that was like, yo, that like God is involved in this. And we got so much positive feedback, so much just good reviews from the shows. Why, one, we're having another one because we had said this is it for the year, and we decided, all right, we're gonna have one more. But then also we wanted to take this opportunity to have Sandra on the show. So Sandra is the woman that I had introduced last week that the spirit had brought us together, and we were able to connect in order to basically be of service to her family and to give her that support in their time of need. So Sandra's here just again to introduce herself to the community, but also just to share her story and what they're currently going through as a family. And so we could all come together and see how we could empower her family as we empower ourselves. So Peace Queen, welcome again to the Empower Hour.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How do you guys go about doing this? Are you going to ask me questions and I answer, or do you just want me to just throw it out there?
Well, you could kind of just throw it out there. We like we're kind of, you know, this is community. No, there's no real structure. So, I'll help to guide you a little bit. I'm the worst, actually. I should have had Gina interview. She does so much better. So,
we prefaced a little bit of the story last week, so this is a little different. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, very. You're doing great, Farrah. You're doing great.
Thank you, Gina. I appreciate the encouragement.
Yeah, actually, Sandra, if you can, I mean, just speak a little bit about yourself. Last week, Farrah had given his testimony about how he came to know your story, and of course everyone was vested and everyone, it was very heartfelt, and so we kind of want to hear about your journey and like, you know, we'll chime in with questions as we go about.
Okay, all right. So first I need to start off by who I am, and then I'll bring my daughter into it. Is that okay?
That is perfect.
Awesome. Perfect. Okay. So basically, I'm a social worker. I've been working in the field of social work for almost 26 years, as old as my daughter. And 20 years ago, unfortunately, in my practice, I started losing my vision, like just like that, you know. So eventually, after 5 years, my vision was completely gone. I was completely sighted for, had no vision, you know, and then my vision went by. At the time, I had three young children. So my daughter, she was six at the time, and my twins were two. And so fast forward, I mean, continued, obviously, it's either you sink or you float. And I chose to float. I chose to float for my kids, for my family, for my community. And here I am today, 20 years later. I raised my three kids without vision, with a lot of support from their father, from my family, friends, the community. You know, that community that we're talking about, well, they showed up for us. Even people who I didn't know were there. So, you know, so what happened was my daughter, Aisha, so I'll bring you back to now and then back to the back then. So what happened was in February 2020, 1 month before the pandemic started, my daughter suffered two massive strokes. At the time she was 24, she was living her life. If I were to give her a nickname, I would call her Fearless Dancehall Queen. That was her. She loved dancing, she loved art. She was just fearless. She was always giving to family, to friends. And she just lived life to the fullest. And so one unfortunate day, I received a call saying that she was in the hospital, that she had suffered two massive strokes. And eventually she was diagnosed with a condition called Moyamoya disease. And it's not common in our Black community. Yeah. And so with a lot of research, a lot of investigation, they realized that this was a latent side effect from cancer that she had suffered when she was 8 years old.
Well, it's live radio. This is how it goes, guys. This is how it goes. Welcome to the Empower Hour. So if you're now joining us, we are interviewing Sandra. She's giving us a story about her daughter, how they've gotten to this point. I'm practicing live on radio. So, you know, and this is CKUT 9.3 FM. This is the Empower Hour. Okay, were you able to get it? Hold on. Oh, wait.
I can't turn off the camera. My screen, my phone is stuck. Whatever. It'll be fine.
I got it. Go ahead.
I'm going to ask the ancestors, God, the universe, to just make it happen, right? So... So basically what I was saying is, I'm sure all of us have had someone we've known or someone close to us in our life who's had cancer in some way or another. And so as a parent of an 8-year-old child, Denzel, her dad and I, we did whatever we had to do, which meant chemotherapy, radiation, surgery, et cetera. So apparently now what we learned was that her strokes was a latent side effect from the chemotherapy she had received 16 years before. So from February until October 2020, she suffered many strokes, massive strokes, mini strokes. She had an aneurysm, brain hemorrhage, you name it, she had it. But this girl, she's like a cat. She has 9 lives. She's like a fighter, you know, and we were all there backing her. And so in October, she went in to have a brain surgery, one of 2 surgeries that she needed to try and correct the problem. And unfortunately, she ended up having complications and went into a coma for 5 weeks. This was really hard. It was to the point where we were considering just, you know, stopping extreme measures, because prior to her surgery, she said that she didn't want to continue life if it meant that she was going to be crippled and not able to talk or walk or whatever. So, you know, you have to respect people's wishes, but as her parents, we couldn't do it. So we kept on putting it off. And the day that we had a meeting to basically say, look, we have to respect her wishes, she woke up. Okay. So this was 5 weeks. So she [S2] Wow. [S1] Woke up, but she woke up to not being able to, she was chromatose for quite a few months, but with time she started coming out of it little by little. And so now today, she's able to, she understands everything. They say that she's locked in. I don't know if any of you have heard of that expression, but she understands everything that's going on, everything that you tell her, but she can't talk. She can't make purposeful movement and so on, but she's in it. You crack a joke and she will laugh until you think she's going to have another stroke. Like, that's how passionate she is. She's always in good spirit. And we talk to her sometimes and we tell her, look, we know that you didn't want to be this way, but we couldn't. And are you okay with our decision? And she smiles and she blinks her eyes. And that's the way that she communicates. So it tells us that that's what God wanted for her. And I think that what she experienced is a testimony for a lot of non-believers, you know? And so today I'm coming to you and your community. Just basically, I'm coming as her voice. So I'm not coming to ask for anything for me, but I'm standing in the gap for her. And so what I'm asking is for people's time, donations, support, encouragement, whatever, to help her to be able to rehabilitate, to get extra physio, occupational therapy, speech therapy, spiritual healing, whatever, you know, from your members who could step in there and provide that support. We're also trying to raise money to buy an adapted van so that we could include her in the community and not have her just sitting in the nursing home, you know, just waiting to die, as her dad would say. So we want to get an adapted van. We want to just basically help her to be the best that she can be, regardless of her situation. And I know that God is in it to to encourage all of us to be strong and just to support each other and not to give up. So that's pretty much my story in a nutshell. If you have any questions, please shoot. I'm an open book. I'm open to doing, you know, educational awareness, sensitization, you know, breaking down myths and misconceptions about things. So please, you know, I give the floor back to you.
I don't have a question. Queen. I just have a kudos, only because I kind of been through this. My mother had a stroke too, a very major stroke in 2013, which left her not walking. So I know to an extent what it is you're going through, and I know it's not easy. And the fact that you are still going and you are still pushing and you're still doing what you have to do, kudos to you, because I know how hard it is. And yeah, geez, day by day, one day at a time is what I can say.
Exactly.
And send you strength, right. Princess. It really isn't easy. My mom was 60 years old when she had her stroke, and she's no longer walking. She's actually bedridden for the rest of her life. So I get it 100%. So I'm sending you all the love, all the positivity, all the good vibes in the world, because I know what that's like. I really do.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your story. I know it's already been said that we know it's a challenge. I'm really grateful that we're able to come together, and I know and actually I'm glad I have some special guests in studio with us today that we'll talk to after our next musical break, because we've really been doing our best to rally around you, again, like this goes back to what I was saying in terms of what community means to me. If my child was in this situation, I would love for the community to be able to come together and rally around me, give me that support. And I can't forget what you had said to me when we had spoken, I think the first time, and you're just tired, you know, and you're tired to the point where you couldn't pray. Like just being able to utter just words and, you know, the words, I'm trying to remember even what you had said. If you remember, you could say it again, but,
sure.
It was just, basically, it was enough.
Do you want me to share, that conversation that we had? So basically that day, and this is why I know that God is in this, because, that day, it was just really ironic. Your father-in-law had called me out of the blue. I haven't seen your father-in-law in months, right? And I was just sitting there literally crying. Like I was just sitting there, like just feeling like, you know, forsaken, like feeling like a real loser because I had to put my daughter in a home. I spent 5 weeks trying to care for her at home, and I went 5 weeks without sleep. I had a back injury. I had a nervous breakdown, to have to give up and say, look, I can't do this and put your child in a home. As a social worker, as a helping professional, I felt like just depleted. And so when he called me, I was in a real dark place. Like I said, I just couldn't even pray anymore. I felt like, yo, God, you know what's going down. I know what's going down. Like, you just do something, because I don't talk anymore. And that's when the call came in and where we connected. Yeah.
See, like, wow. Yeah. And see, you just gave me more than you gave me the first time we spoke. That's real. See, I didn't like, yeah. So just to say, like, for those who are listening to us, we pray that you're empowered by this, because one, it just shows the power of the spirit. Like, we are all one entity on this planet. We're in different casings, but we're one entity. So when we put out the word, we're somebody, like, I feel you, I hear you. It's like an extension of me. It's like, there's a part of me that's not feeling right. So let's see how we could reconnect. And if we could start seeing each other as one entity, we would look out for each other a lot more, because you being good is me being good, right? And it's just like, so like that's my prayer and my hope for humanity and for community and for us as a people, that we could start to see that we are literally one being. We're here for a purpose. We're here to evolve collectively. You know, it's like, so you sharing your story and giving us this opportunity to be a testimony for you, for us, for Aisha, I think that's huge. And, you know, like, there's no flukes, no coincidences. So everything happens for a reason. So we're looking forward to just being able to continue to support your family and Aisha and everything that we have in store and that you need, you know, to be able to carry your family through. So now before we let you go, I want to let the community know. So we've started a GoFundMe. Oh, and sorry, did anybody else want to say anything before I dive in? Just, So we've started a GoFundMe. Some people might have already received the email today. You could go on GoFundMe and we'll share the link on all our pages. If you just search help for Aisha, let me just double check what I have. Sorry. We'll remind you guys again throughout the show anyways. But if I'm not mistaken, it is support for Aisha, if I'm not mistaken. Or just search up the OFC, as you guys know, but you'll see a beautiful picture of Aisha on there. Aisha, that's it. I hope I spelled it right in the GoFundMe.
A-I-S-H-A.
Okay, yeah. Yes, it is spelled, yeah. Okay. A-I-S-H-A. Just search support for Aisha. And you should be able to pull it up. The goal is we're raising $80,000 because we need to buy this adapted van. I think that's one of the most important things. There's tons of other things that we're looking to pull together, but just her being able to come out of that facility and come into the community and connect with family and connect with individuals and community, we feel that's huge. So we're really raising, like, we're trying to raise as much as we can. So we're leaning on the community to just help in any way you can. I have to commend, there's tons of entrepreneurs that have been coming together, and we'll talk a little bit more about it when we go into the business section. But I just, like, we've reached out to everybody from home care workers who are willing to volunteer their time, naturopaths who are willing to volunteer their time and remedies, Reiki masters who are willing to come in and give free Reiki sessions. I actually have one of our Reiki members who's a Reiki master has helped another person in a similar situation. She's gotten them out of being in a paralyzed position through Reiki. We have, like, spiritual healers and counselors that are willing to give their time. We even have just elders in the community who are willing to come out and just spend time with Aisha. So I'm really, really looking forward to just mobilizing everybody. I think this is an opportunity for the community to come together and to shine. So we'll continue to talk about the GoFundMe. We'll continue to plug it. But again, Sandra, our blind beauty, I want to thank you for being on the Empower Hour today. You're welcome to stay with us. We have about another hour or so of just, you know, doing like how we get down. So before we dive into the next segment, I'm gonna play this tune. This is Gina. You want to cue it up for me? As I set it up.
Nice. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
An absolute pleasure.
And you could invite me any other time. I would love to join your show again. I think it's really it's dope. I like it. It's really hot.
Amazing. Yeah.
I don't. Are they still using that word? Is it coming back? Dope. My kids would say, "Mom, that's so lame."
I say it all the time. What? Yeah.
I know I do, so feel no way.
Me too, awesome. All the time.
Yes. So this is Emiliana by CK. Oh, wait, where am I starting?
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test-COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Because of you, I be on the phone all night long. Don't be smart, see what you do to me. Oh, no, no, no. I
be on my business, shawty, but you be on my mind, shawty. Emeleme, ulo my honey, kiss me to the cellular, kiss me to the phone. Can't you see I'm into ya? Can't you see I'm in love? Kiss me to the cellular, kiss me to the phone. Yeah, messing with my medulla, I can't talk alone. Oh no, no. What it feel like, what it feel like. Like I know I see beat for real life, for real life. In my condo, loving up your body in fast and slow-mo. If I hit you, it's my combo. Can you never ever let me go? Dancing,
kiss me to the cellular, kiss me to the phone. Can't you see I'm into ya? Can't you see I'm in love? Kiss me to the cellular, kiss me to the phone. Yeah, messing with my medulla, I can't don't go low. Oh no, no.
A lovely tune. All right.
It was.
Yeah. Thank you. That was a great musical selection.
Bad me up at the top of the show. Okay.
Well, come on, Ginny. You know, I can't. It wouldn't be a show if I didn't bad you up at the top of the shows. You know, it wouldn't be an Empower Hour. So, so this is an awesome, awesome segment that we have set up now. So we did it last week, and we felt like, again, like I said, it was really a value to bring it back this week. So this is like an extended business zone where we've reached out to businesses throughout the community just to invite them to come on to talk about who they are, what they do, the services that they offer to the community, just so people could know and just how to get in contact with them. So as we start, I want to actually reach out to our brother Hamsdell, who's with us. So he is the owner of HJ Coltier Auto. So Brother Hamsdell, first of all, welcome to the Empower Hour. Let me unmute you. Are you unmuted? Yes. Thank you, my brother. So bienvenue, welcome. And I like to tell everybody, you know, soyez là, s'il faut faire du franglais, flip back and forth, English or French, feel comfortable. Je ne veux pas. Well, I want to make sure you're comfortable here on the show with us today. I want to thank you. So now, as you guys know, so I was mentioning a bunch of community businesses that came together to help. Now, Brother Hamsdell, now, again, he's going to introduce his whole business so you guys understand a little bit more about what he does. But he is one of the businesses that are going to be helping with our initiative, with our mission. So, Brother Hamsdell, I'll let you, the floor is yours, so you can introduce yourself and introduce your company, and we could go in. And take your time. We've got time.
All right. Okay. So, good evening, everybody. So it's a pleasure to be there. So I'm going to try to do it completely in English because the English is my second language. It's more to say the French, but I'm going to do it less in English. So for my business, I'm a car broker from HJ Coltier Auto. So my goal is to help people to find the car within the budget and within their needs, their criteria. So it could be a used car, it could be a brand new car. And then if you want to make a leasing, a financement, or a cash purchasing, I'm here to support you, you know? So I hate to see people when they told me, Hamsdell, I don't like to see the pressures of the salespeople. I want to buy the accessory that fits in my lifestyle, you know? So I hate to see when people telling me that, you know? So that's the reason I'm here to support everybody. And that's the reason, you see, when Faro talked to me about that situation, I said, no, I have to help, you know? And already, as he makes some research, as he regarded the adapted car, And I can be honest with you, for Blind Beauty, what is the name? The first name, what is the first name?
Yes, Sandra, Blind Beauty.
Sandra, all right, sorry, because I still see the name. So Sandra, it's a pleasure. I can tell you, you have a lot of courage to come in to talk about your situation, you know, and then that touched me a lot. So I know nobody will do it, but you have a lot of courage to come here. So we're all here to support you. And as Faro said, we are a community. And when you are a community, we have to grow together, you know. So when you see the Chinese, you see the Arabic, you see the Jewish, they're all supporting each other, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm going to the top, but I have to turn around and then pull up somebody to raise a seat with me. So this is the way I see the community. So when I hear the situation, I say, no, I have to jump on it. I have to support the community. So for sure, I'm going to try to look after they see that car and then to make sure you're going to have a reliable car for your daughter, you know, because we all have kids, we all have this situation, you know, and we know this is the situation of our community. So yes, so I'm here to say to support, to say for that situation. And if I have, to say, people around me, I can talk to them. So if they can support us as well, I'm going to do it, you know, so.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sandra. Yes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I feel like I have a lag, or maybe you have a lag because you're up north there, Pharaoh. But I wish I knew you 5 years ago when I bought my new car. Had I known we had brokers in the community, maybe I need to ask. I think I have to be a little more vocal about that. But that pressure that you get, and I used to do like semi sales, so I was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna be really tough. And I went in there and I was just like, I want the bells and whistles and don't, you know, yada yada yada. And I have to say, when I left there, I still feel like I got God. I'm not gonna hold you. Like, I feel like I probably still paid more for my car than I should have, but I'll know for next time. I am writing down your contact information. I'm gonna ride this car till the wheels fall off. But next up, I'm gonna come find you.
I will always tell people, when you have a car, keep it, let's say, at the latest time, you know, because don't try to change the car, because the car is not an investment like a house. A house, you can just change your window, you're adding value on the house. But in a car, when you leave the dealership, you lose by 10 or 20%, you know. So if you can have a car for the long time, let's say, keep it, you know. So like that. So no worries.
And
I'll be there to support you for the next car.
That's it. Support you and so many other people out there. Because again, when I came to find out there's a car broker in the community, I was like, score! Because guys, I just want to rant a little bit about the service, because now we've been talking about a couple of vehicles. So to have somebody that you could just kind of say, this is the idea I have, this is what I'm looking for, and to be presented with car options, and then he goes and he actually tests the cars, he does the driving and everything, and then once he feels it's okay, then he'll have you come and do the test drive to kind of seal the deal. But guys, this is a service, and it doesn't cost us anything. He basically, because Hamza, I'm selling the service for you, just so you know. You're being very modest.
That's good. This is good.
This is really what it is, guys. No, so that's it. So it's like, so there's no cost to you as the buyer. It's a weight off your shoulders. It's an amazing, amazing service. So now the only thing you did do, Hamza, you didn't give us your contact information. So for our listeners who aren't fortunate enough to be a part of our Zoom live studio audience, can you just share all your contacts so people know how to get in contact with you?
Yes, okay. Yes, I can share it on the chat. Thank you so much for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. There you go.
Mm-hmm. No, but say it vocally, because
so I can say it. So Hamsdell Jack. So I'm gonna spell it Hamsdell and Jack, like JACQUES. And my phone number is 514-730-8345. And my email address is hjack2011@gmail.com. And if you want to go on my website, you can still visit my website to know more about my services. So it's at www.hjcourtierauto.com. So this is my website.
Guys, wonderful. Definitely get in contact.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate this. So now, so let's go to our next entrepreneur. We have in studio with us. So we heard him a little bit before, our brother Atai. Now he has an awesome brand, Nefania. Let's make sure Atai, are you with us? I see he's on. He was with us. Just make sure we didn't lose him in like throughout. So we'll give him a minute because this is Zoom. He might be here, but you might have stepped away for a little bit. So before I call him out, let me make sure that he's ready for his time here. And if not, then